Yes, yes, welcome, welcome, lovely folks, lovely people, lovely humans, lovely they thems, lovely thys, lovely he hims, she hers, whoever you are all welcome here because this is an inclusive, protective, safe space. My name is Rodney Smith. I will be the host of this podcast. The name of this podcast is Lord Petty. Now, if you have never tuned into this podcast, that is great. I appreciate you being here. There's a first time for everything. Some of you have been here for years. I've probably lost a lot of people throughout the years because we've gone through different phases of this show, okay? We started out talking about like dating stuff. We kind of went down the political rabbit hole. Then we started making fun of rap videos. Then we started, you know, I've told you a lot of life stories. We're kind of talking about just relationship things in general, like red pill ideology before that really hit the market and it turned into like the male feminism, you know, and we're just constantly evolving, you know. Have I wanted to start a bunch of different podcasts in the meantime? Yes. Does everybody keep telling me to niche down? Yes. Am I ever going to do that? No, because I'm hoping the algorithms, right? Because so far, and this is kind of an unfortunate thing, and I'm proud to say, I've always kind of been ahead of the trends because then like 2 years later, it catches up. And then in some weird way, I miss the wave in the same sense. Because the time then I look crazy. So eventually the paths are just going to cross, right? I mean, 2 years ago, I was getting called, and a lot of people were, 2 years ago, I was getting called a right winger, like a conspiracy theorist and blah, blah, blah. But I'm a moderate guy, you know, it cracks me up when I get people thinking I'm like this beacon of conservatism when there's not a conservative bone in my body. You know, I might be like a libertarian type dude. But I don't subscribe to like any ideology in general. I have like, there's nobody that can tell me how to think, you know, everything I have would be a lot better, a lot bigger, a lot more popular, not better, actually the worst. If I kind of committed more to an ideology, but I just can't do that. Like there's not a person on earth that can tell me how to think. And that's what's always so funny when I get in these arguments with people online. They're like, oh, where are you getting your info? Like, oh, you know, if I say the news is fake, they're like, oh, it's better than listening to some random person online. It's like, dude, I don't listen to anybody. If anything, like one of the podcasts I really like is the Iced Coffee Hour. It's just kind of like these nerdy real estate dudes. And they'll talk to like anybody on the whole entire spectrum. And I can listen to them because they will talk to these super like left-wing characters. And because I don't listen to any sort of like right-wing media, you know, I don't listen to like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, who are the other ones? Crowder, who are, I forget like who the big ones are. Like, I don't listen to these people at all. Like, I don't really listen to anything. I just like pay attention to what's going on in the world and I say my own opinions. And if they align with any of that stuff, they just happen to, but I don't try to, but I actually listen to because I've been kind of pushed to. This is your right. I've been pushed to the right just by default by being like a moderate type person because everything kind of shifted to the left really extreme there. So I like listening to the, you know, the leftist people like the Destinies and the Hassan, whatever. But I could never listen to their show without having some sort of balance. That's why I like the Iced Coffee Hour because they're like also very level-headed people and they'll talk to anybody. But I like knowing what people who I don't naturally agree with are thinking. So that's why it's funny where, you know, if I say something that goes against like the mainstream narrative, someone's like, oh, what are you, some Fox News, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, dude, I don't watch. I think all news is fake. I don't believe any of the mainstream news. I don't watch any of these like, you know, like right wing. These right wing content creators are super annoying. OK, because none of them actually create any. They're all just creating artificial outrage. All right. There's nothing brave about it. You know, and the crazy thing about these people, they'll always be, especially like these middle-aged conservative people, they'll always be like, oh, snowflakes. They always call the younger generation, oh, these kids are snowflakes. Ah, oh, they're snowflakes, this and that. But then they always come around and they want to protect the children from anything and everything, right? They're always like, oh, these generations are so soft. Oh, I remember when we were kids, we drank out of the garden hose and yada, yada. But then God forbid the kids are exposed to like a Taylor Swift album, right? Like all these middle-aged moms, conservative moms, losing their mind because the Taylor Swift album has dark undertones. They're like, oh, we can't expose the children to this. We can't expose the children to this. And then in the same breath, they're like, oh, this new generation, they're such snowflakes. Facts don't care about your feelings. They don't understand the level of hypocrisy, you know? And that's why I absolutely loathe getting grouped in with, like, the ultra-conservative people, dude, because they have a screw loose. We all have a screw loose in some way. I just think the popular thing, right? The popular thing right now is to have... We talk about, like, right-wing extremism a lot, but nobody ever talks about left-wing extremism, right? About how right-wing extremism is this giant threat. Like, sure, it might be, but what about left-wing extremism? It's infiltrated colleges, it's infiltrated the media, it's infiltrated basically every facet of life, and it goes completely unchecked, right? It's like two gay guys can poof each other in the Capitol, but when the Trumpers storm in there, all of a sudden you see like the AOCs and stuff crying, you know, with their smash capitalism selling $60 sweatshirts. It's crazy, dude. It's wild. You know, and then these people on the left, too, the thing that always kind of gets me is they always want to raise taxes. They're like, oh, well, we need to tax the rich. We need to tax the rich. And then they're running around with their Palestine flags, like, stop the genocide in Gaza. It's like, well, where do you think the money's coming from to bomb Palestine? It's the U.S. taxpayer. That's what they never understand this. They think, oh, okay, if we raise taxes, these money will go into good programs. Like, look at how the government manages money. They can't manage money because they have these budgets, and if they don't spend the money within these budgets, they don't get it anymore. So they just absolutely misspend the money. But they don't know this. They just think, okay, well, if we tax the rich, and then the rich are smart. They have accountants and all these powerful people in their corner. So they avoid the taxes, so then it just falls on the middle class. And what does that do? It makes people poor, and then they just keep printing more money. Right, they just keep printing more money and sending it to every country that isn't the United States. Like, they just sent another $90 billion to Ukraine or something like that. It's unbelievable, dude. It's absolutely unbelievable, and it's extremely frustrating, you know? And then the people on the left is like, okay, we need more taxes, more taxes. It's not going to come back to you. It's just going to go into funds to fight wars that don't concern us. It's wild, dude. Anyways, let's move on. We've talked about that enough. One thing I wanted to address on this show, okay? Because so I was having a Reddit argument with a chick earlier. It wasn't even an argument, okay? The gist of it was, so the original post, what's the too long didn't read? My boyfriend wants to break up with me if I don't quit modeling. Female 20, male 28. We've been together for a year now, had our ups and downs. He also had a different blah, 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 blah. Long story short, she's taking like sexy pictures, posting them online, and her boyfriend's being like, hey, I don't like that you do this. I wish you would stop. Otherwise, I don't really think this is working out. So it's got hundreds of comments of everybody saying like, oh, girl, he sounds toxic, this and that. And I don't know the guy. I have no reason to vouch for this dude. But here's my opinion on the matter. Okay. Now, let me get this out of the way. Me personally, at the point where I'm at in life, I would just the modeling thing, her getting naked on Instagram wouldn't bother me, or her needing male attention wouldn't bother me, because what I would do, and this has taken me a long time to get to this place, I wouldn't try to change her. I would just let her do what she does, but I wouldn't take her serious, and I would open myself to other options, okay? And it takes a while. It takes a little bit of heartbreak, a little bit of experience to get to that point, right? But then the average, like, self-respecting guy will be like, well, you know, if I were out here flirting with girls all the time, or let's put it like this, okay? Let's put it like this. Let's condense it so I can put this into a short, because that's how clickbait works. So girls will get on Instagram and show their bodies, and then if their boyfriends say anything like, hey, I don't like that you do this, they paint their boyfriends as insecure. They say they're insecure, they're controlling, he should stand next to you and encourage your beauty and all these things, okay? Sure, that's an opinion, it is what it is. But then if you ask that same girl, if you say, okay, well, how would you feel if your boyfriend followed a bunch of other girls showing their bodies and liked their pictures? I'd be like, oh, well, that's different. How's that any different? How's it any different? Because you're upset for him following these girls, but you're one of these girls. So you're okay with other, you know what I mean? And then they can't wrap their heads around that. And that's just what's mind-blowing to me, to where, you know, if you're going to be showing your goodies on the grams, you can't be mad at your boyfriend for looking at other goodies. Like, if you're inviting male attention into your life, right, you can't get upset for the dude giving attention to other women. Like, that's just, I don't know. That seems like common sense to me, but being a colonizing pig, nobody cares about my common sense anyway. So anyways, that is our intro. That is the new format of this podcast. We had a 10-minute little monologue, and then we go into checking out the news and some current events and yada, yada, yada. All right, so let's dive into some news here. This is Russia-Ukraine war. U.S. House passes crucial aid deal worth $61 billion. Remember they were saying it was like $15 billion to build the southern Mexico wall, and the liberals were losing their mind. Like, that is bad spending. But let's go drop it on... let's go spend it on war. Let's check out what the BBC has to say, the big black...
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful to the U.S. House of Representatives.
I'm sure he is.
Passing a $61 billion military aid package for Ukraine following months of delays. The bill contains much...
Oh, sorry it's taken so long.
...needed ammunition and air defenses for Kyiv. President Zelensky said thousands of lives would be saved and that both the Ukraine and the U.S. would emerge stronger. The Kremlin said the bill would cost more lives.
Oh, yes, extending a war will save lives. Makes sense.
Here's our North America correspondent, Nomia Iqbal.
Well, Regina, after months of political divisions, of delays and dire warnings from President Biden, from members of the Democratic Party, as well as Ukrainian officials, the bill actually passed pretty comfortably through the House of Representatives. The next step is of...
Well, yeah, because they're all laundering money through it.
The Senate. There may be some internal political fallout for the Republican Party, but for Ukraine... this is seen as a lifeline.
On this vote, the yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
Yeas and nays.
This moment has been a long time coming. After more than 6 months, a bill pledging further military aid for Ukraine.
Look at them waving Ukrainian flags, and the U.S. and U.S. House of Representatives are waving Ukrainian flags, happy about war. Think any of their kids? Ah, dude. Ugh.
And finally passed.
Today, we have got the decision we were waiting for on the American support package, for which we fought.
Why is it our responsibility? This is what always makes me so mad, because like these other countries are constantly in conflicts, and then we open up our borders to their refugees, right? Grown-ass military-age males. We're just like, yes, come in. There's war going on in your country. You come here. We'll take care of you with our tax dollars, while we send tax dollars probably to the people that are bombing you. Meanwhile, if the United States or Western Europe get into a conflict, we get drafted. And if we don't go fight, we get lined up against the wall. That's what really upsets me, dude.
So hard.
President
Zelensky had personally met with U.S. lawmakers to lobby for support. Many in Congress waved Ukrainian flags during voting, but there were still divisions, with members of the Democratic Party backing Kyiv, others in the Republican Party not so much.
But this is the sellout of America.
Of course, they show this retarded bitch to
America today. When we had members of Congress in there waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States House of Representatives floor, while we're doing nothing to secure our border, I think every American in this country should be furious.
She's got a point.
The House Speaker, Republican Mike Johnson, felt differently, essentially putting his job on the line to get the bill approved.
It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than...
It's not our responsibility, dude. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Let's see. Ukraine aid package. $95 billion? Oh my God.
...is off. Tonight, after 6 months of wrangling, the House has passed $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and...
Do you know what that could do for the American black neighborhoods? Do you know what that could do for the hoods, for veterans, medical care, student loan debt, homeless housing? Do you know what $95 billion could do? Secure the border? This is infuriating, dude. Absolutely infuriating.
and Taiwan. It now heads to the Senate. The holdup was the funding for Ukraine, which the White House says is crucial to help that country repel the ongoing Russian invasion.
Who cares?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his thanks to Congress on social media today. Fewer than half of all House Republicans, though, voted for that funding. And now some of them are threatening to oust one of their own, House Speaker Mike Johnson, for allowing that vote in the first place.
That is unbelievable.
Natalie
dude.
Brand has been covering all of it on Capitol Hill and joins us now. Good evening, Natalie.
Good evening, Nancy. These three foreign aid bills passed with rare bipartisan support. Speaker Johnson, calling the world a tinderbox, said it demands American leadership. But now his leadership is being challenged by some Republican rebels.
Cheers and a show of support for Ukraine as $60 billion in foreign aid for the war-torn country finally cleared the U.S. House after months of...
What do they even do with that money? Where does that money go? Huh? Where exactly does the money go? I don't understand.
Republican opposition and gridlock. It's part of a $95 billion package with separate bills also passing for Israel and Taiwan.
Slava Ukraini!
Look at these morons, dude. Oh my God.
Ukrainians demonstrating outside.
If you would ask pretty much any of them to point on a map and show us where Ukraine's at, none of them would even know.
At the Capitol, cheer for the critically needed assistance.
Every day costs lives. Costs lives of my friends, of my classmates.
Then go home, dude, and fight. It's 2024. You look like every superhero in every 2024. What 120-pound woman is going to save the world and be a war hero? I vote her.
Coolmates.
Congressman Adam Smith, ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, believes passage means Ukraine has...
I wonder if these soldiers are probably like, please, America, please, for the love of God, stop sending us money. We're tired of this fucking war. Stop enabling it.
...has a chance to survive.
Ukraine's being outgunned like 10 to 1 in terms of ammunition.
Yeah, that means they're supposed to lose. That's how wars work.
If we do get the support to them... Most of the military experts that I have spoken to believe that Ukraine will be able to hold that line.
It's an issue that's further divided a fractured Republican Party, with more GOP members voting against Ukraine aid than for it.
Nothing is done to secure our border or reduce our debt.
That could cost Speaker Mike Johnson, with Marjorie Taylor Greene and two others, including Kentucky's Thomas Massie, threatening to try and oust him.
Do you have a timeline on when you would like to...
We'd like him to resign today. He should resign.
Oh, good old right-wing extremism trying to not send all our money to Eastern Europe.
Speaker Johnson said today he's not worried about losing his job.
I have to do my job. We did.
Of course he's not worried, because even if he loses it, he's got all this money being laundered through the aid packages. And I love how they act like they act so righteous, right? They'd be like, oh, I did this thing. I sent $90 billion to Ukraine. You didn't do anything. That's our money. That's our tax money. It's supposed to be for roads and to take care of our veterans and homeless people and schools. And like, where's all this? It's insane, dude. It's absolute insanity.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing. You let the chips fall where they may.
Oh, let the chips fall where they may. It's easy to say when there's people that can't afford freaking groceries.
The bill that passed today paves the way for a possible ban of TikTok if Chinese-based ByteDance doesn't sell its stake.
Oh, of course they want to ban TikTok, because you can get on TikTok and talk about how stupid this is to give all the countries our money. Because the government, here's why they want to ban TikTok, because the government can't control TikTok. What an insanity, dude. I mean, I don't even like TikTok. TikTok is the worst. Unbelievable, dude. What else is going on in the news? News, fake news. All right, let's switch gears here, because I'm sick of politics. Let's watch fucked up moments on camera.
That other truck up in there. Holy moly. Oh, it's a bunch of girls. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh, she's pissed. Oh, shoot.
opened the door. She's crazy.
And the girl had her window open. Oh! You missed! Now what are they gonna throw?
Giving him the bird.
Holy moly.
What are they even arguing about? Oh, he's just trying to get over. It's so crazy how people will just take the time to get so mad about nothing. The hell?
Oh my gosh! Really? Oh Jesus!
Oh my God! Holy shit! They almost crashed.
Oh Jesus! Oh God!
Oh Lord!
Oh my gosh!
Well, they got around
him. She hit the car.
Yikes! That's my biggest fear right there. Skirt! Is this all traffic stuff? I don't want to watch traffic stuff. All right, that's the show for today. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Hope you got some value, some fun, some laughs, some joy, some whatevers. Follow me on Instagram at RealNameRodney. Say what up. Send me some messed up videos. Email me some messed up videos to LordPettyPodcast@gmail.com. You'll be credited. We will watch them. And that's that. Appreciate y'all. Go get my book, The Petty Principles. And I will see y'all on next week's episode. Thank you. Deuces.